Consolidated Aluminum Plant. Mm-hmm. I do that sometimes. I get on my crop. I go out and cut a few poles. But I practically got away from timber cut.
Mm-hmm.
I still use a power saw. I cut a few logs long, cut my firewood, stuff like that. I guess I just consider that I'm lucky for a man of my age to it can do that.
Yeah.
But that's what I followed. And it's like I say, our principal income is from our livestock.
Mm-hmm.
We have 50 head now of cattle and hogs. You have 30 head of cattle and 20 head of hogs at the present time. We have had as high as 80 or 90 head of stock in the past, but we just got down where we don't keep too many stock.
Mm-hmm.
Since this super highway went through here, it ruined our little farm, or divided it,
mm-hmm.
and makes it inconvenient in a way to get back and forth. But we still got, we have 50 head of stock at the present time. And with that little Social Security withdrawal, we managed to get by.
Mm-hmm. You were telling me a few minutes ago about being a magistrate.
Yes. I was elected magistrate in the August election of 1942. And in taking office the first day of September of 1942.
Mm-hmm.
Also was re-elected in 48, 54, 60, in 66,
mm-hmm.
and served up till the 10th day of July of 1969, when the county was redistricted and cut from 15 districts down to 10 districts.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I'd been there long enough, and I told them that I desired to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I told you a while ago, I never asked for a vote.
Mm-hmm.
No one. I spent $1 during the 27 years was at my expenses when I had to file an expense claim with the county court clerk. Whole office run for office. And I went in to file my claim, and the clerk won't know what it was. I said, well, I give a fella $1 to bring me up here to file this claim for gas. Well, he says, I guess you'll put that down. Well, I said, that's the only dollar out of the five times I've been elected here, I've been in the court. I spent $1. Was the expenses out.
Mm-hmm.
And I never asked a soul to vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
They come to them and ask me if I would represent them in the court. And I first told them I didn't want to, or I wouldn't, or something to that extent. And finally I told them I would under circumstances. If they would mind to qualify me and elect me, I'd make them a pledge.
Mm-hmm.
First thing was, I'd be there when the first thing I'd tell them my own business. The next thing, I'd be where when the roll was called. I'd do the best I knowed how, and any time the majority of them decided somebody else could do better than I could, come tell them they'd quit. So that's the way it went, and down through the years till I finally just retired from the court. Now, for the last 3 years, I've been on the Equalization Board of Hickman County. That's the Equalizing Board of Properties, you see, in the county. So, I've got another year to go in that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I
guess the boys, they guided me up there about not running or being it any longer. I told them, well, I'd been called everything in the English language, I reckon, since I'd been a justice of the peace. But they never did refuse. They always got behind and re-elected me again. They never did anything you can't do to suit everybody. No public office. I don't care how hard you try or all, but you see, I had the advantage the way that I considered it. Because I walked in the courthouse a free man, because the citizens of the East District, they elected me to represent them. So, I done told them a pledge that if I didn't do to suit them, they'd come tell them they'd quit. So I went in there and I used my judgment to the very best of my ability, the way I seen fit to the advantage of the people of my district.
Mm-hmm.
And I stuck to it. So, I just kept staying. And